Joining us this morning is Adel Sadek of UB's Institute for Sustainable Transportation and Logistics. He was the lead author of a study that examined how Twitter data may be able to make roads safer in inclement weather. Good morning to you, and thank you very much for joining us this morning, Professor.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you very much for your call.
Well, local agencies like NITEC, for example, they're currently monitoring cameras on area highways and traffic sensors. How can Twitter information add to what they already provide?
The big advantage of Twitter is that it's data you get for free, and it's universal. It's all over the place. I mean, when you use cameras or sensors, you're tied to a specific location. And there's a lot of investment that goes into building the infrastructure, maintaining the infrastructure. But when you're using Twitter data or other crowdsourced data, you're getting that at a much lower cost, and you're not tied to a specific location. People could be anywhere, and they could be tweeting about things they have observed or things of interest.
Your research occurred 2 years ago. Can you talk about how you went about acquiring that information and how you checked it to make sure that, in fact, had some legitimate applications?
We collected almost 360,000 tweets. You collect that for free. You just write a small program that get the tweets for you when you define a geographic area of interest. Then we mined these tweets for any occurrence of the words related to inclement weather, like snow event or what have you. And out of the 360,000 tweets that occurred over a period of around 19 days in Buffalo Niagara region in December of 2013, we found 3,000 tweets that mentioned that name, or there was a mention of snow, inclement weather, icy roads, or what have you. And we then really mined this data to try to refine some models we were building to help us manage transportation in a more efficient and safer way during inclement weather. And we found that including such data to our models improved their accuracy significantly.
When we're discussing this story, there is an image that occurs, and that is the idea that motorists might be tapping into their Twitter accounts as they're moving through some of these treacherous road conditions. What are your thoughts about that? I'm kind of curious.
No, definitely. We would not like people to be tweeting while driving. But the idea is that you could be riding with a friend, and that friend could be the one tweeting about that. But definitely we would not want drivers to be distracted or anything. The assumption is that other people would be the ones doing that, not the person driving himself or herself.
Can you see where this might all lead in terms of what type of information might be available to commuters?
Sure. I mean, it would fall under the big umbrella of traveler information systems, and that would include information about the best route you could use to get to your destination, best time of departure, to try to ease out the peak that occurred during rush hours, for example, the best bridge to use to cross the border, road surface conditions during inclement weather. And once again, it's cheap, and it's your pictures all over the place that you get from actual people using their apps.
Professor Adel Sadek, thank you very much for your time today.